I am my property, and you are your property. When you start off with the idea of self-ownership, well, then certain acts are moral and certain acts are immoral. The reason why murder is immoral, it violates private property. Rape is immoral. It violates private property. Theft is immoral. It violates private property. I believe that most Americans have contempt for these ideas. That is, most Americans believe that it is okay for government to forcibly use one American to serve the purposes of another American. And in fact, 2/3 to 3/4 of the federal budget is precisely that. That is where Congress takes the property of one American and gives it to another American in the name of crop subsidies, business bailouts, welfare, food stamp, and a host of other programs. While I'm against taking one person's money and giving it to another, I'm not against helping our fellow man in need. I think that by reaching into one's own pockets to help one's fellow man in need is praiseworthy and laudable. I think that reaching in somebody else's pockets to help one's fellow man in need is despicable and worthy of condemnation.
Oh, this is 2024, right?
That's right.
2024. This is a real BS show anyways,
yeah.
Just in case you didn't know.
That's right.
23 is gone.
23 is gone.
Isn't that something?
Distant memories.
It's everything seems to be going so fast. You know, at the end of a year, you look, at least I do, I look at all these YouTube videos about, you know, the years gone by, and you start looking at all these major Hollywood big shots and famous people and everything. They're all dead.
That's right.
It's amazing. I mean, I don't watch the news, and I haven't for a long time, so all the people that Sophie Loren, you know, all these, you know, people, I don't know, it's just amazing. Robert Blake died last year.
Right.
It just goes on and on and on, and they're all gone. All gone. It's just holy smokes, you know.
Betty White.
Yeah. I didn't know much about her. Yeah. Well, she was older than dirt anyways.
Yeah, she was older than sliced bread, as they say.
Who is some of the... there's so many of them. Holy smokes. It's just shocking that how many... And it just keeps happening. I mean, one of the biggest jerks that I ever met was Tommy Smothers.
Yeah, yeah.
He just died.
Oh, yeah.
I think he died in 24.
Just
in the last couple of days.
Why was he a jerk?
Because he was a jerk. He was the dumb guy between Tommy, the Smothers brothers, uh-huh. You know. And there was Dickie Smothers and Tommy Smothers. And Dickie was kind of like the educated one. and Tommy Smothers played the dumbbell. But in real life it was totally opposite. Tommy Smothers ran the show. He was mean. You know, he was the nasty one. And Dick Smothers was just happy-go-lucky. He was just there, and he did what he was told to do, you know.
That's interesting.
but it's that way a lot with these national acts, you know. We could do a whole show on all the goofball people that I ran into. Thousands of national acts that I worked with. Holy smokes. Some of them
We're not to do that. We're not to do a kind of...
Well, we'd probably get sued by half of them.
Just make sure they're deceased, you know, before...
Well, a lot of them are still cooking.
Yeah.
You know, Garth Brooks and Marie Osmond. Some of these people are still... They're still functioning. But, I don't know. I guess it's when the old year goes away and the new year starts. It's like it just all kinds of memories, and you just think a lot, you know. You think about yourself, you know.
Right.
I'm 73. Yeah. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
73, and I'm looking at all these movie stars and actors and... And they're all, you know, they died in their 40s, 50s, 60s. I didn't even know, you know.
Right.
Some of the really famous ones, and well, some of them make it to their 80s and 90s, but you know, I'm getting close. You know, I don't feel bad. I feel fine. You know, I don't. It's winter time, so I like to sleep a lot. So I can't do anything. It's so friggin' cold outside. I hate January and February.
You're hibernating, aren't you?
Oh, I wish I could, like a bear. Just curl up and wake up. Wake me up when it's April, you know.
Right.
Whew. It just gets worse every year. And I don't think it's as bad now as it used to be when I was little. I mean, geez, we were just clobbered with snow and cold and I don't know, it didn't seem to bother me, but now, whew.
Yeah.
And you can't run to Florida because you can't, you know, everything costs so much. And, you know, I mean, home insurance is like $6,000 a month.
Yeah.
For home insurance. if they'll even insure your house, you know.
Yeah, especially by the coast,
yeah. Yeah. Whew. Boy, it's just the whole world seems to be falling apart or something.
Yeah.
Then I see now. What did I see the other day? Oh, Biden bloopers. Holy smokes. He's the president. Did you know that? Joe Biden's the president. Yeah. Holy cow.
It's a little scary.
What a goofball. Yeah. I mean, but who voted for him?
Well, you know, a good percentage of the population stood behind him, you know, and thinking.
Well, somebody didn't know him.
Well, they obviously didn't do their research on the man that.
It's like all the homeless people are running the country or something.
Well, don't forget that he also co-sponsored the Teflon crime bill, which, you know.
Oh, he's a total fraud from last 50, 60 years. I mean, just never worked a day in his life. It's just unbelievable.
It's kind of like Bernie Sanders, right?
You know? Oh, same thing. Yeah, yeah. Just
virtuous thing.
Why do you keep voting for these people? Yeah. Who? You just, you know, they got to be hiding all their defects or something. Or I don't know. I don't know. I guess Biden ran from his basement in the last election. He hardly left his basement. They didn't want him out. And he was, and he's still the president.
Yeah.
As crooked as he is, I mean, criminal. What a criminal.
You heard about the Epstein list, right? Kind of got released.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, quite a few names were on there. Yeah. There was, I believe, 178 victims, 178 minor girls, 178 young girls that were victims. I can't, you know, I'm trying to wrap my head around that. You know, 100, that's just what they listed. There's probably more.
Well, that's like Bill Clinton and the crew. They like the young ones.
Yeah, they had the top three names that I seen in the list was Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, and Trump. They all were on the plane. Yep, yep.
Trump. Yeah. Wow. I thought he'd have more sense than to get caught up in that.
It's a whole mess, you know. Every single person that they said, that was on the list, and there was these minor girls that were there, they, you know, say their names.
Who's that guy from England, that Prince?
Prince Andrews, yeah.
Prince Andrews, yeah. He was involved in all that nonsense.
Yeah, yeah. Supposedly he doesn't sweat.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to know.
There's a laundry list of politicians, you know, you name it. Stephen Hawkins even, you know. The laundry list of people that were on that list is just crazy. Huh. And the accusations, every single person that's been accused that says, he's a bad guy, you know, I didn't know about all the things that he did, and, you know, they try to dismiss it. But there's victims that are saying that he did these things, and there's denial on all counts of all these aisles, you know. Don't matter
if you got enough money, you get away with it, I guess.
Well, if you look at the key takeaway I found is that Epstein was doing it to blackmail. That's a big part, you know. Like, you know, he was using it to blackmail politicians and businessmen. You know, that's the key here is he had all that on them, all that dirt. And if they stepped out of line with what he wanted, then he'd use that dirt on them. Hmm. You know, and
do you think he killed himself?
I question that a lot. I think because, you know, you had the security guards just magically fall asleep and the cameras weren't working at that time. And they were supposed to be suicide watching. Two security guards fell asleep. And he just magically hung himself, you know. But then there's the other guy that was, I can't remember his name, but he was a French guy. He ended up killing himself, too. He was involved, too, very heavily with Epstein. And he ended up dying, too. There's a lot of mysteries surrounding this, you know, that, you know, that people were against releasing the names and information. And, you know, I was, you know, it's 1,000 pages or more of information you have to weed through. And then you have, the defense attorney for that Maxwell, she's like, you know, constantly objecting.
She's still alive, right?
Yeah, she's still alive, yeah.
Oh. Well, she'll be the next one to disappear.
Did you know that Alan Duritz, he was also involved too, by the way, he's a lawyer for Epstein, somehow got a deal originally that even the victims didn't even know, but he would get a suspended sentence and very, very diminished. It was like 15 months in prison. That's it originally. That's what the initial charge was. And here it was that they didn't even tell the victims about this deal they made back in 2003 or whatever. Yeah. I'm not sure on the exact year, so don't quote me on that.
It's like everything's corrupt, you know. Yeah, everybody's lying to everybody. I mean, the president of the United States, I mean, he don't even know he's lying half the time. He's just bubbling away.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so disgraceful, and it's just so embarrassing. And, you know, the rest of the countries, they must look at Biden and think, what in the world are they doing over there?
It's even disturbing when we have a senator that, you know, I'm not an Oz fan at all, so don't think that, but it's the fact that Fetterman's even allowed to operate. The man came and functioned.
He's a vegetable.
You know, when we met him, even then I thought when before he had his stroke, you know, even... You know, all that. I remember him talking, and he kept on talking about how he was mayor of a small town and turned the town around. Here to find out that was not even him that made that choice. He was kind of like the council mayor setup, so the council had more power.
Well, and, always, yeah.
And he really had a figurative head control over the police, so he really didn't turn the police around. I think you did more with the police in Union City than...
I tried to do nothing.
Yeah, I know,
I told him, I says, what do I know about being a policeman?
But
keep your nose clean, that's all.
So during that time, he chased a black guy with a shotgun, you know? And the guy was innocent. The guy he was chasing was innocent, you know? It's like there's a lot of things that people don't realize about that guy. They voted in somebody that, like, they don't know the whole story, you know? And that's a sad thing.
Unbelievable.
You know?
Philadelphia elects everybody in Pennsylvania because 65% of the voters are in Philadelphia.
Yeah, well. And look where all of our tax dollars are going. We're paying for we have the most expensive turnpike.
Bailing out that whole mess over there.
Yeah, we have the most expensive turnpike in the whole world. And all that money's going to Philadelphia for their public transportation, which neither you or I are going to ever ride.
You probably wouldn't want to if you saw it.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I just think Philadelphia wants to have a transportation system. They should pay for it. We shouldn't, you know.
Well, they shouldn't be bankrupt, but they are, so. No.
Well, on that note, we can play a song, then come back with a, you know.
Somewhere. Well, let's, you know, you had an idea of playing a bunch of bird songs, you know, and we used to play their music a long time ago, and even not too long ago. And it was kind of really good stuff, and you got some really nice recordings of, you know, redone and
remastered, yeah.
Yeah. And they were, it just, maybe it's me, you know, but it just
memory lane kind
memory,
of a bit.
Memory lane kind of stuff, memorabilia or whatever.
Well, growing up in the 80s, I even listened to one record. My father had all the records, and so
I was buying their records in the early 60s. I mean, when they were first starting to do Dylan songs. But they had a unique, very nice harmonies and 12 string. You know, was really big in their music, and it was very catchy. There was one song called My Back. Oh, no. Well, we'll just play them and see what happens, but there was one or two that we did that I really liked playing because they had good chord patterns and good chord structure. What was that? Something about when you're gone or something.
Yeah.
I'll feel a whole lot better when you're gone.
I'll feel a whole lot better, yeah.
That one and
My Back Pages,
My Back Pages was the best one I liked the most playing it because it was, and I think I even changed some of the I didn't play what the guys played. They played something else, and it really fit, and it was a lot of fun. So yeah, let's play it. Let's play a couple bird songs and see what kind of happy 24.
Yeah, 2024,
you
know, yeah.
To you and everybody out there that might be listening, all three of you.
Probably 500.
I'm kind of glad that 23 is over. I mean, that was a nasty year for me anyways.
Yeah.
But I just wish it would start with warmer weather, you know, boy. But, you know, it was 24 out there when we came in.
Yeah.
And then it snuck up to 25. Whew. And terrible, terrible. I don't know what to do about it, but hibernate sounds like the right thing.
That's right.
You know, wait for the warmer weather to show up. Okay, well, let's play a little bird music and reminisce.
I ain't looking to compete with you, beat or cheat or mistreat you, simplify you, pacify you, deny, defy or crucify you. All I really wanna do is maybe be friends with you. No, I ain't looking to fight with you, frighten you or uprighten you, drag you down or bring you down, shame you down or bring you down. All I wanna do is maybe be friends with you. I don't wanna take you out, keep on straight or forsake you out. I am looking for you to be like me, she like me, or be like me. Make you spin or do you in, or select you or dissect you, or inspect you or reject you. All I really wanna do is baby be friends with you, baby be friends with you, baby be friends with you. Shadows in the sound seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing, flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight, flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight, and for each and every underdog soldier in the night. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Even though a cloud's white curtain in a far off corner flashed, and the hypnotic splattered mist was slowly lifting, electric lights still struck like arrows, but for the ones condemned to drift or else be kept from drifting. Tolling for the searching ones on their speechless seeking trail, for the lonesome hearted lovers with too personal a tale, and for each unharmful channel soul placed inside a jail. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flying. watching. As we listen one last time, and we watch with one last look, spellbound and swallowed till the tolling ended. Tolling for the aching ones whose wounds cannot be nursed, for the countless confused, accused, misused, strung out ones and worse. And for every hung up person in the whole wide universe, and we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
Real BS Show.
Yeah, the Real BS Show or the imitation one?
Yeah, you know, not imitation. We got it going, you know, the real thing, you know.
We've been screwing around with this for, what, 2 or 3 years now?
Yeah, oh, probably longer than that.
Really? Four years?
Yeah, well, we had the radio station show. We had the FM station show we had for a while. And then I lost track how long we've been doing it, Bill. At this for a while.
Wow. Yeah. It's like something else, so I wonder how it's going to end.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the boys' night out. The night that Tom died was just a shocker. I mean, we just done a show.
Right.
I mean, we just played, it's right on State Street there. I forget the name of the place.
But. I remember the show night before, too, that you got, not that night before, the previous show that you did, and there was just, you know, you could just tell. Like, everybody was just worn out, you know, tired, and you guys were just constantly, showing.
Well, Tom always was kind of out of it, you know, and just wandered around. So we'd just make him say, Tom, just get out of the way, you know. We'll load the truck. You don't have to do nothing. And I'd drive him home, because he couldn't see very good and this and that. And so I'd pick him up, and then I'd drive him to the thing and take him back. But that night, I mean, it was nothing different, you know. I dropped him off, and I was on my way home. It was raining and thunderstorms and lightning, and I got a phone call from his girlfriend, and she was delirious, you know, and I almost couldn't understand what the heck she was trying to tell me.
Right.
And it was a shocker. It was just a complete surprise. Same way with Gary Taylor, our guitar player.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see it coming at all.
Right.
Nothing. I mean, it's just boom. You know, it was a heart attack or a stroke or something. Same way with Tom Sandell. It was the same thing.
Right.
You know, just, I mean, he was no spitting image of health or anything, but he'd quit smoking and drinking for a number of years, you know, quite a while.
Right.
And Gary, he just never imagined, you know. I mean, he was always a health nut, you know.
Right.
And just, boom, out of the clear blue. I mean, geez, oh, man. And I don't know. I got a phone call, said that he's not in good shape, you know. He's on life support and this and that. And the next morning, I got the phone call. He's gone.
Right.
And it happened so fast, you know, it just, whew. And it's, I guess if you're going to go, that's the way to do it.
You know?
Don't lay in a hospital for 6 months, you know.
Well, there isn't any going back, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, cancer and all these other, I mean, the number of people who died of cancer over the last 10, 20 years is just astronomical.
You know, the positive side to that is, you know, we've improved with medicine. That a lot of people that had cancer before, that would have died in their 40s or 50s or whatever.
For sure. I mean, they've come a long way, that's for sure. But,
I don't know. Just looking at the list here, we're playing the Birds, and it's like, geez, you know, I think, you know, the lead singer, Roger.
McGuinn, yeah.
He's still alive, but.
Wow, that's amazing. He's older than me. He's probably 20 years older than I am.
Gary, Gene Clark, he's dead. David Crosby, he's dead. Michael Clark,
that just happened, didn't it?
Yeah, 2023.
Yeah.
Michael Clark, he's dead. Chris Hillman, the original bassist, he's still alive. We're starting to see a theme here that bassists survive longer for some reason.
Yeah, they stay out of the way.
The drummer, he's dead. Graham Kevin Kelly, he's dead. Graham Parsons, he's dead. Clarence White, he's dead. Gene Parsons, the brother of Graham Parsons, he's still alive. The bassist, John York, he's still alive. Skip Batten, he died in 2003. You know, it's crazy how many, you know, you think about it. I thought, you know, you thought originally they were going to be all dead, but there was like, what, one, two, three, four still alive, you know?
Well, they had a few of them that died early, like in their 20s or something.
Yeah, they were 26, and I was like,
If you got more than one bass player there, I don't know. They had to rotate people around a little bit.
Yeah. It was a tough job, huh?
But it was unique stuff, really unique stuff. And
They revolutionized rock. They took Bob Dylan's songs and made them interesting.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah,
I mean, that's not their whole thing they did, but, you know.
Well, they had some big ones, Turn, 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 right. And Mr. Tambourine Man were just big, big, big.
But they also had other songs that they wrote themselves with, you know, their own style, everything, you know. They even had a country album, you know.
Yeah, they were kind of country-fied. But I don't know. It's kind of weird to look back and then kind of think about what's coming. I mean, what the heck's coming this year? It's just financially and everything. It just seems like we're on the brink of a destruction or something.
Yeah.
And let's play a couple more of their songs and
because ain't no going back.
Yeah, my back pages. You got that one? Can you find it?
Yeah, I can find it. Yeah,
that was one of my favorite ones to play because of the chord structure and everything.
Yeah, we got
good harmony parts.
We'll play that next.
Crimson flames tied through my ears, flowing high and mighty trapped. Countless fire and flaming road, using ideas as my maps. We'll meet on edges soon, said I.
So much older then, I'm younger than that now.
Half right prejudice leap for, rip down all hate I scream. Lies that life is black and white, spoke from my skull I dream. Romantic flanks of musketeers, foundation deep.
So much older then, I'm younger than that now.
In a soldier's stance, I aim my hand at the mongrel dogs who teach. Fearing not, I'd become my enemy in the instant that I preach. Sisters fled by confusion boats, mutiny from stern to bow.
Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
Deceived me into thinking I had something to protect. Good and bad, I defined these terms quite clear, no doubt, somehow.
But I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
But I didn't know
that you
say,
I gotta say
that it's not like before. And I'm not gonna play your games anymore.
The absolutely real,
no imitation,
winterized, terrible winter,
non-hibernating,
depressing, yeah. Depressing. Yeah. I don't know how you fix that.
You got to wear your mittens and face mask, you know.
Man, yeah, I don't know.
It's so cold out that the lawyers keep their hands in their own pockets.
Well, that sounds like a joke, but. I don't know.
We can supplement that.
It's not even funny.
Yeah, it's kind of a frozen joke. You know, we could play a bunch of bird songs to warm people up, you know, make it migratory.
Yeah, maybe. Well, these songs are for the birds. No, by the birds.
by the Birds.
No, they had a lot of good stuff, and a lot of their songs, not all that popular,
but
really neat wording and neat,
great harmonies, and
it was good stuff. You know, they tried to dip into the country realm there for a while, but that didn't pan out much.
No,
but the harmonies, the 12 string, I mean, it was kind of good stuff and kind of neat to listen to and reminisce. So whatever you got on tap here, let's just do it. People are tired of us talking.
Have you seen her face? Do you want to play a few songs? We can play a few songs and then come back, you know?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. You're in charge here.
Oh, God, don't do that. All right, here's the next one.
Her face, her eyes reflect the colors in the sky. A warm, familiar place to be swept into whenever she's close by. Makes me wonder why. Run by, don't turn back. Can't hide from that look in her eye. Must be the way she walks. A style made up to capture all she needs. No time spent on loose talk. If your luck runs right, she might see you tonight. Everything in sight. Run by, don't turn back. Can't hide from that look in her eyes. In her spell, all the sights and sounds, your senses will be found. And only time will tell how much love can be to wait so patiently. Wait and see. Run by, don't turn back. Can't hide from that look in her eyes. Then you'll see. Come to me, come to me.
you once and we'll be free. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Thank you.
Show coming at you from the birds,
the bird's eye view, the bird's eye view, and the bird's basement.
Yeah, I don't know how we got logged on to the birds, but
I get sometimes, on the radio, we can't normally do this because you know people get kind of tired of it sometimes, but you know what, we got to showcase an artist sometimes. Look what kind of we don't look back and say how much of the birds influence music, and we don't recognize that sometimes. We miss out on, you go through any Wikipedia article in the future, like of all these future artists that came about, how many of them were influenced by the birds? There has to be thousands of artists that were influenced by the birds. Yeah. So it's like we sometimes have to go back and look at these artists and say what made them great. And I think this is one of those ones here that, geez, they had so many hits.
Well, their producer lived at the house where Sharon Tate was murdered.
Oh, really?
And Charlie Manson was after that guy.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But he was gone. He'd moved out, and it was Doris Day's son.
Yeah.
He produced the birds, and he was, Charlie Manson wanted to, trying to get some studio time with this guy, and
right.
He kept sloughing him off, and he really wasn't interested in Charlie Manson. So Charlie Manson, they showed up at that property, and but this guy was, I can't remember his name, it was Doris Day's son. But anyways, he was a pretty famous producer, music producer. And so that's how that kind of tangled up. But the birds, yeah, they were unique, unique and kind of...
Was it Terry Melcher?
Terry Melcher, that's the guy's name that was the producer. And he was the guy that was trying to get rid of Charlie Manson. And Manson sent his crew up there to...
That's crazy.
...to that house where he thought Terry Melcher was living, but right. Terry Melcher had moved out. And... Who's that guy? Who's that lady? Sharon Tate and her husband, Roman Polanski, had moved in.
Yeah. Right here it is. Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was...
The Beach Boys, Dennis Wilson, introduced Metchler to the ex-con and aspiring musician Charles Manson.
Yeah.
And he wanted him to basically produce for him, and he said no.
Yeah, Dennis Wilson. Well, he died young, too.
I mean.
But he... He kind of got mixed up with the clan there, the Manson family, and then he kind of said, "Well, I got to kick him out of my house." He just kind of moved in, took over. So as he was out touring someplace, he had his managers or whatever throw them all out.
Right.
And so Wilson, he got in a little deeper than he wanted to, and had to get rid of him. But it was just a big mess, big...
Yeah, it says right here, Melcher abandoned the project after witnessing Manson fighting a drunken stuntman at Spawn Ranch. And so there was like many things, like he declined to sign for him because there was other things like being odd about it, that, like different, projects and stuff. He said, realizing this guy's not right, there's something wrong with him,
Well, that was obvious, yeah. Yeah, so, it's a, big-time world they live in, They the right people. But the guy did a good job for the birds, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And, they come up with something very unique, very pleasant, too. I mean, it's just pleasant to listen to. So, I don't know. We got any more bird songs?
Oh, we got tons.
Put folks to sleep with?
Yeah. Yeah, we got a few more.
All right. Well, if you want, we'll play some more bird songs, and I don't know what else.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel kind of blah, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
2024, and it's freezing cold out, and I just, I don't want to do anything.
Well, at least the days are getting longer. That's a huge positive.
Yeah, but not
here.
Long enough. It's, just, yeah. It's still 5:30, and it's pitch black out.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right, let's do that.
Oh, what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Brittany. Is there hope for the future? Say the brown bells of Merthyr. Who made the mind on that? Say the black bells of London. And who killed the miner? Say the grim bells of Lyra. Through the vandals in court, say the bells of Newport. All will be well if say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters, why? Say the silver bells of wine. And what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rimmey.
Now we'll be later to win, for the times they are. Come senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he who gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging. We'll rattle your windows and shake down your walls. For the times they are changing. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times they are a-changing.
A time to cast away stones, a time to gather. I'd rather go and journey where the diamond crescent's glowing, and run across the valley beneath the sacred mountain, and wander through the forest where the trees have leaves of prisms and break the light in colors that no one knows the names of. When it's time, I'll go and wait beside a legendary fountain till I see your form reflected in its clear and jeweled waters. And if you think I'm ready, you may lead me to the chasm where the rivers of our vision flow into one another. White cascading waters, she may beg, she may plead, she may argue with her logic and mention all the things I lose that really have no value. In the end, she will surely know I wasn't born to follow.
The Real BS Show.
Coming at you for the first time in 2024. I keep saying 19.
Yeah.
Showing my age, I guess. I can't remember anything.
Do you remember when the Y2K happened? I remember that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Crazy. I was traveling all over the country, going to these conferences. In Ohio and Chicago, and they're all trying to get everybody so that you were ready for Y2K,
right.
So your whole system didn't go down. And there was nothing. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I said, well, our software and our programming for our machines, it don't care about Y2K. It's just going.
I was a programmer then, and I had some precautions to take care of. There was a few things, but I remember the biggest one was the financial institutions. They were freaking out. But if you look at 2038, that's when the Unix, 32-bit Unix date rolls over. If you look back and mortgages, 2008, housing crisis, that lines right up with Y2K in a lot of ways. Because if you take 30-year mortgages in 2008, there was some crossover with that. I'm not saying that's what caused it, but there's interesting things with that.
Well, you can blame it all on the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
the biggest criminals in
the world. I agree
with
that,
The biggest culprit of everything. They're trying to control the whole world.
It's the truth. And, that's why I looked forward to the guy in Argentina, Javier Milei. The things that he's been doing, I wish happened here. He's like a Ron Paul.
Well, they'll bump him off before he gets too far.
I hope not. I hope not, because he's doing some amazing things down there. I think he's a Ron Paul, but, he speaks Spanish instead of English. So he's a very interesting guy. He truly believes in liberty. And I think that's what we need.
See, we're so far removed from that our constitution doesn't even matter anymore.
But, the crazy part is they in Argentina were actually socialists, and the youth voted him in. That's the crazy part.
I just wanted to see if he was... Just want to see what happened, see what's different.
He's definitely proving it. There's a lot of it. Their economy is starting to improve, and he's only been in office for a short while. And I think that's a hopeful thing. There's a huge movement of liberty rising up around the world.
It's all about the government not spending money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line.
That's what he's doing. He's cutting a lot of government programs, and he's doing it the proper way. He's not just cutting it straight off. He's weaning it off. And he has a philosophy is you have to teach someone to fish before they can catch fish. And so I think that's the right way of going about things. And he has, there's a lot, everything I read about him, it seems it lines right up with how I view things. He has a very liberty mindset, and and this is where I think the U.S. could be going. We're starting to see a rise of libertarian candidates and people believing in libertarianism from places you'd least expect it. The black community is accepting libertarianism at a rapid rate, more than people realize, and they're leaving the Democratic Party at a rapid rate. And that's because that's the true thing, is the individual is what is the most important unit. You can't get any more of a minority than the individual, you know? And that's the most important part of this whole picture, is that it's not about groups of people. It's about individuals. And those individuals had to come together to work together, you know?
Well, I don't know. I think our country's toast.
Maybe.
It really is.
I have hope for it.
It's just, you know, if you look at the stock market, there's 10% of the population owns 95% of the stocks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the middle class, well, if there is a middle class, you know, from 90% down is just not involved. You know, we don't run anything.
A lot of people have nothing
and be happy.
A lot of people have retirement plans in the stock market too. So that's a big chunk.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, that's the 2008.
It's all run by companies. I mean, it's Edward Jones and the blah blah blah, Charles Schwab and all these.
But you know, it's really interesting seeing these congressmen and women that beat the average for the stock markets, and it's always interesting how they can know that information before anybody else. That's insider trading for the common person, but for your congressman, that's completely okay.
Yeah, well, they have stuff set up for that, you know. Yeah. So they.
You know, when you notice something here, when presidents and governors run for office, they end up taking their businesses or stocks and having somebody else that's neutral handle them so that there's no influence. Why are Congress people allowed to not have that set up too? It should be something required so there's no influence, that they're neutral as possible. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. That's just common sense to me, I guess.
Yeah, it's
it seems like there's corruption, you know?
It's a joke. You know, Pelosi Nancy Pelosi is a big, big, big inside trader. Holy smokes.
Yeah, her husband,
years and years, 40, 50 years.
Her husband's made millions of dollars since she's been in office. They always end up richer when they get in, after they get in. You notice that? They get in and then they start becoming millionaires.
Yeah. Don't take long.
No.
Don't take long.
Well, you know, on the positive side, you know, we can say the last song is You Ain't Going Nowhere.
I don't even remember that one.
Well, I think you'll recognize it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you heard one bird song, you heard them all, you know.
No, they're not Tweety Tweety.
12 string and some real nice harmonies.
Yeah. Peaceful songs, you know.
Yeah. So, you want to end it that way?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it ready to go?
It's cued, yeah.
All right, folks, we'll see you next week.
See
Let's make 24 a good year.
Yeah, that's right.
A good year. Like kind of like them tires, you know, Goodyear tires.
Make them round and rubbery.
I don't know if they're really that good or not. I don't know.
Who knows?
So, okay. See ya next week.
See ya.
Glide so swift, rain won't lift, gate won't close, railings froze. Get your mind off winter time. You ain't going nowhere. Up your tent, you ain't going nowhere. a gun that shoots tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots. You ain't going nowhere.
Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair?
Now Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his kings supplied with sleep. We'll climb that hill, no matter how steep, when we get up to it.
Ooh-wee, ride me high.